Governor Cuomo says the task force represents a break from the old way of divvying up money for capital projects like road and bridge repair and new buildings, where each state agency operated in its own little universe. The governor says there's a lot of damage that needs to be undone.
The current situation is wasteful and bizarre. This silo form of organization of government, where every government agency operates as if it was the only government agency within the state. Multiple government agencies all doing their own long-term capital plans without even talking to each other.
In the past, governors and majority party legislative leaders often divided up the monies for capital projects among themselves with no public input. That tradition ground to a halt under former Governor David Paterson when he and legislative leaders could not agree how to distribute the money for upstate projects. The panels are also a means to circumvent existing government institutions, like the legislature. Although the Assembly and Senate majority parties each get two representatives on the 13-member panel, the governor gets the majority, 9 appointees. The panel's recommendations for infrastructure projects will not have to be approved by the legislature. Lawmakers did, however, agree to the creation of the panel last December. Earlier in the week, Cuomo created a new panel on education. It bypasses the existing educational policy body in New York, the State Board of Regents. It's chaired by former Citigroup CEO Richard Parsons. The governor appointed Felix Royatton, the investment banker who was credited with helping bail out New York City during the fiscal crisis of the 1970s, to chair his infrastructure panel. Royatton was recently an advisor to the now-defunct Lehman Brothers. Royatton expressed frustrations with his dealings with government bureaucracies in the past.
It's really uphill when you're dealing with these bureaucracies in terms of management, in terms of financing capability.
Cuomo agrees with Royatton's conclusions.
Your words are very wise, and I second your notion that the bureaucracy can be difficult to move, and there is a sense that the institution will outlast the individual. I'm slightly accustomed to that from the past 16 months.
The governor also named recently retired president of the state's AFL-CIO, Dennis Hughes, as well as the head of the watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission and the mayors of Syracuse and Buffalo, plus a construction union leader to the panel. And Cuomo announced a second round of grants through his regional economic development councils. $750 million will be distributed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.